This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, good morning and welcome. My name is Nicholas Harry Kellis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's for the average Joe. When the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. Well, it's a cold morning, and I got surprised by it. Not that I shouldn't have anticipated it. The forecast had cooler temperatures over the weekend and starting this week. 34 degrees outside right now. Not a big fan of the cold weather after being teased with warm weather most of last week. You know what else is cold? The Pittsburgh Pirates. Six in a row, they've lost. They've been swept in two consecutive series, and hasn't been great. If you'd like to call and express your feelings at any time, within reason, you're welcome to at 412-928-9370. I'll be taking calls all morning. Or whatever portion of the morning I have for this next half hour. But, call me. 412-928-9370. You can talk to me on X at Kallas_33 is my X handle. That's Kallas_33. And let's talk. Let's talk through it. There are some things that they did all right. Not a whole lot of good, though, coming from this entire series. There's plenty more to critique with this team based on what we watched. Some instances against the Mets, some instances against the Red Sox. We'll touch on it. The one thing I want to open it up with is this blanket statement, which is I'm going to maintain what I said at the beginning of the year, which is take every game one at a time. Now, yesterday's game, there was not a lot to take from it, and there's too many errors going on with this team, which I'll touch upon in a little bit, that are frustrating to watch. But then again, still, taking one game at a time, I think, is important to not, you know, get wrapped up in what the summary of the season is. Now, I know after last season, we've got less trust for mistakes than we normally would have because they started out the season so well, and then they equalized that and actually played worse then that good start couldn't hold. So I get it. I still maintain take one game at a time, though. Just don't let a losing streak, don't get too wrapped up in it, is really what I want to say. Take one game at a time for what it is. There's not a lot to take from this, and I know we yearn for something to take from each game that would lead us to hope that there's more wins coming. I just say right now, though, to take it one game at a time. Now, with that being said, I will also say that once a streak begins to form, then you really can't take it just one game at a time. You've really got to look at it. And six is my maximum, and I had that in my head already. I said six is my maximum. If they lose six in a row, that happens. I mean, five in a row is already enough. That's where you usually want to snap those losing streaks because those streaks are going to happen. Six, though, is where you got to cut it off. Sometimes you're having a bad stretch because once you get to seven and then get close to 10, no. And I will not forget where the Pirates started to struggle last season. It was met at a head in June when they got swept by the Marlins in four games. And then, you know, that also was their 10th accumulated loss in a row. And I hated that feeling because when you lose 10 in a row, then there's really you're really doing something wrong. So I don't want to see that again. I'm getting flashbacks to last season again, but I also want to have some optimism for them that's not going to happen, and they can snap that losing streak before it gets anywhere close to there. But that's all we can do is hope, and we can hope one game at a time because that's all they play. They play one game at a time, day to day, each game in the season. So 412-928-9370. We already got a caller on the line, and I'll keep talking about what I think of this most recent series against the Red Sox, what I've noticed that's kind of plagued them, if some of them aren't already obvious to you, and then I'll continue to take your reaction as well. Just let's express ourselves this morning, again, within reason, radio reason, but express yourself this morning. Tell me how you're feeling and what you think about this team. 412-928-9370. We'll start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Greg.
Oh, hello, Greg.
Good morning to you. How you doing?
Good. Well, you know, I could be better, but what's on your mind?
I could, too. I think the Pirates just ran into a little streak there. They're playing a real good team, too. You know, let's not forget that. And I still got to win the 92 games this year.
Okay.
You know, I know a lot of people are saying to me, oh, I don't think so, G. I said, I got them winning 92. And like you said, let's take one game at a time. You know, just say we're going to bash them down now. But I think that their payroll, I think they need a couple more good power hitters. And I can't say nothing about it because the owner ain't going to do nothing about it. So I still got them winning 92 games. Go Pirates, go.
All right. Thanks for the call. I'm not talking about what ownership's role is in this. The team has been constructed well, and we've seen what they can do when they've put it all together. And there's something else I want to talk about that Bob Nutting has nothing to do with, or Ben Cherington has nothing to do with. But yeah, other than that comment, Greg, I understand a lot of what you're saying, so I appreciate the call. Thank you this morning for talking about it. I'm glad you still have hope for 92 wins. That's good on you there. But all right, let's talk about it a little bit. Let's figure out what's going on in this losing streak that has caused them to struggle. Starting pitching, we can eliminate that. We've seen the starters go out there and give the Pirates a chance to win game in and game out. And aside from Martin Perez kind of slipping a little bit, you know, four earned run performance for him. Not great, not what you want to see. But I think he gets a bit of a pass because he's had a tremendous collection of starts to begin this season. So, four runs given up. Not great to see, not what you want to see. But, you know, he's not somebody that I'm going to worry about. Something I do worry about in relation to that is that Martin Perez was the only one that had earned runs charged to him, and he was the starting pitcher and went four full innings, and the Red Sox scored six runs. So no other earned runs were charged to any other pitcher for the Pirates to win the game, which means that the Pirates committed some errors that allowed runs to score that theoretically should not have scored. Joey Bart had a catcher's interference, and O'Neill Cruz dropped a ball in shallow center field, which was just giggle a little bit because it was just some of this stuff is just the routine stuff that you don't want to see. You know, you don't want those mistakes to be made in those games, and then they happen, and you're just like, ah. The errors in the field are going to hurt this team. I think I saw a stat too that 19 stolen base attempts on the Pirates this year have all been successful. Pirates haven't caught anybody stealing yet. And too many times has it happened that I've just noticed, and you know, one is too many, but I mean, too many times have I noticed that runners have gotten great jumps on the Pirates, so much so that the runner will get into second base without a throw coming down from the catcher. On top of that, Chapman picked off a runner and a throw that was kind of offline to Triolo, one that I thought he should have caught too anyhow, went into left field from the first baseman. That's some routine baseball play there that really just can't happen. I mean, they've struggled defensively to start the year, and it's kind of gradually gotten worse. We had some worries with Key Brian Hayes before, and now it just seems like, I don't want to necessarily say they're lethargic. Like, we saw the maximum amount of lethargy with the Steelers this year, I think, with a couple of receivers not blocking. This I don't want to say is they're not trying, but it just doesn't look like the urgency was there, especially in the later innings when they were down. But they've struggled defensively this year. I think they're giving up too many stolen bases. I don't think guys should be perfect against them, and I think too many times have I noticed that runners have been able to steal second base without even the threat of a throw from the catcher. So that's not great, and that's something to look out for, is better defense. There is talent that sometimes will outdo you, or you'll have teams that are just more talented than you. And this seems very cliche and very fundamental. But, I mean, the Pirates have had success when they've controlled most of what they could control. They've benefited a lot at the beginning of the season, especially against the Orioles, I'll say this season, from the Orioles making more mistakes than they did to win games. But at this point in the year, when it gets down to the massive stretch, the long haul of this season, those little mistakes should not be what's losing you ball games, and that is what separates the good teams from the bad teams. Sometimes those things are going to happen throughout a season, so I don't want to worry about it too much right now in April. I understand why people do have their frustrations. I understand why people do have their worries about it, just based on how last season went with the hot start and then the cold performance down the massive point of the middle of the season. But there are things that they can control, and making those plays in the field and having the urgency to make those plays, that's something that they can't control, and that's just, you know, why that worries me. I mean, that's something that they've got to lock down. I think at the beginning of the year they should have taken those wins, you know, when they probably should have lost another one of those games against the Orioles. And they've benefited from teams making mistakes more than them, and for them they should have capitalized on that but still been able to lock down the defense that they've played, and it just doesn't seem like they have. So now they're kind of evening out in games where maybe they should have lost before, and now they're definitely losing now. 412-928-9370 is the phone number if you want to call. I got a caller on the line now that wants to chat, so I'll take him now. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, good morning, Harry. It's Dan from Imperial.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, so I just wanted to comment. I think that this whole losing streak kind of started, you know, we lost the first game in the Mets, and then the second game with the Mets when Jared Jones had the good pitching start going when they pulled him out in the fifth inning. I just think it sends a bad message to the team, you know, and your starting pitching staff. You know, it's obvious, I think, that our reliefs aren't as good as our starters, and I think that you need to just keep them in as long as they're pitching well, and then just put the relief in when necessary. I will also comment, though, that our bats really haven't been performing either, and I think that that's an issue as well.
All right, Dan, thanks for the call. Yeah, I'll definitely be touching on the offense here in just a minute. Actually, probably after this break because we're getting up around that time. So, yeah, I definitely do want to touch on the offense. Dan Zangrilli said it on the Joe Starkey show last week. He said that the baseball gods may be cursing, the Pirates for Jared Jones not being able to continue the start where he threw the 59 pitches over five innings. And then the Pirates ended up losing that game. No guarantee that they were going to win that game either. But you definitely wanted to see more from the starter and maybe not text the bullpen as much. Even though Jared Jones was on 4 days rest, he was kind of making up for that by not throwing as many pitches through the first five innings. I don't know. I mean, I do want to get past that at some point, But yeah, I mean, Jared Jones is going to start today, I believe, against the Brewers. So it's just another opportunity. He's on full rest now, so there's no excuse. If he's going to throw well, let him go out there and let him work. And the Pirates also have an important series coming up this start this week as they're playing the Milwaukee Brewers. This is the highly anticipated first National League Central Series of the year. Unfortunately for the Pirates, who have not done well at American Family Field, home of the Brewers, Pirates get to play this one at home, and they get four games. So this is not dress rehearsal anymore. This is the true test. These are the important games down the stretch. I know I've said there have been, you know, tests for the Pirates before, which is true. I'm not saying that those games were invalidated. They've all been. I've lost my verbiage on this one. The Pirates are playing an NL Central matchup today, and this is important because this directly affects where the standings go from here. That's what I mean. This is the most important series in the early part of the season for the Pirates, I believe, because they're playing an NL Central team, and you're going to directly impact each other. So very important. We'll talk more about the Pirates' struggles coming up next. If you want to get a phone line and express yourself, you're welcome to 412-928-9370. We can talk with me and tell me what you think. What's most plaguing this team? Coming up next, the offense I'm going to take a specific focus on, because I think that there's two players in particular that may be impacting this team at a great level. So we'll talk about that next. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. You can shop online at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 60, low of 33. Mostly clear skies throughout the day. Then tomorrow, overcast with a high of 65 and a low of 41. And right now, it's 34 degrees. So if you're getting ready for work, yeah, be careful. It's cold. And it's colder, way colder than it's felt getting up this early. About a week ago, even. So, yeah, it's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis with you. I've got a few more minutes with you to talk about the Pirates, and I do want to touch on this point because the offense was brought up with callers before, and now I'd like to just make my own mention here of what I think is wrong with the offense. And so here we go. The Pirates have benefited from having O'Neill Cruz in their lineup before. And you might say, well, he's struggling now. But what I mean by that is that the threat of him in the lineup when he's doing well is super important for the rest of the lineup. And I'll throw Brian Reynolds in this conversation as well. Brian Reynolds has been doing a little bit better than Cruz. Cruz is just not been hitting anything these last couple series, and I think that those two, when they are struggling, hurt this Pirates team all around. Now, we saw last season when O'Neill Cruz was playing well before he got hurt that the Pirates also seemed to be doing well with him in the lineup. When you have one or two guys in your lineup who are true threats, who teams can't pitch around, they have to strategize more. There's more pressure on other teams to not give up runs because you've got one, two, three guys maybe in the lineup that you have to pitch around when they're hot. Now, I might throw Jack Swinski into this as well, but he's so hot and cold, he's not consistent right now, and he really hasn't been too much. But when he's on too, I mean, he's one of those batters that you don't want to face when you're a pitcher, because he can run into one and he's got the power to hit the ball over the wall and score you some runs. So, but I say that in terms of established, consistent hitters, Reynolds is one of those, and Cruz is not established, but we understand the power that he has when he hits the baseball. If Cruz is not hitting, this team is going to struggle because other teams can view Cruz as an easy out, pitch to him, get him out, and then the rest of the lineup is not strong enough to make up for what you lose with him. I'll say this with Reynolds as well, and I think Reynolds over the past few years, especially after getting his contract, has demonstrated the amount of pressure that I think he feels by getting frustrated when he doesn't come through because he knows that he's the guy that should be relied on to be able to come through in the clutch. O'Neill Cruz apparently yesterday too said in the post-game press conferences, he said that, you know, he's feeling pressure. Okay. I understand what it feels like to always be the one that has to come through or always be the one expected to come through in the clutch, and realistically that's not always going to happen, but I mean, he didn't get very many hits, if any at all, against this in this series against the Red Sox. I mean, he's just been ice cold. So, and it's been that way for a little while now. So he's just one of those guys, Cruz is, and Reynolds as well. I pair them together because those are the two hitters that can make the rest of this lineup stronger just by their ability to be consistent hitters. To be fair to both of them, there's really nobody in the Pirates lineup other than those two right now that you would even think relatively is hitting well. Like, nobody on this Pirates team right now is hitting well. But when you don't have those two who, you know, are the ones that you expect to rely on because of their power, their strength, in Reynolds' case, his established consistency in the contract that he's under, you know, you expect them to be able to come through and come through in the clutch for you and to be able to be those consistent hitters that can propel this lineup. And again, when other teams have to pitch around those guys or really strategize with how they're going to pitch to them because they're hitting so well or they're, you know, they can get on base by getting walked, that sets the rest of the lineup up for success. And so I think that's one of the big reasons why the rest of the offense is struggling. Now, Henry Davis has been having struggles that are unexplained when he's been up here. Connor Joe was good in April last season as well, and he's kind of come back down to earth. I mean, there's plenty of other explanations around the rest of this lineup that may explain why they're not doing well. But I think the big key is that the rest of the lineup gets weaker when Cruz and Reynolds are not hitting, because those two are the ones that set the tone for the team. Those are the I guess, two faces of the entire lineup. And when it's easy to pitch to them and when it's easy to get them out, then the rest of the lineup is that much easier to get through. And I mean, and we've seen that when Cruz isn't hitting, look at the Pirates, how many runs they've scored since he's kind of cooled off toward the end of this month here. So that's my theory, that's my analysis on why the offense has been struggling, and that pairs with their you know, poor base running they've had in these few recent games here, and then you know, they're just poor defense, really, and then the bullpen struggling a bit as well. But I say poor defense and base running and just their offense in general is really what's been kind of ailing them down this 6-game losing stretch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.